He will pour forth the words of his wisdom as showers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Peter Canisius, and he is the doctor of the church and a priest who lived in the 16th century and worked in the Holy Roman Empire, which now consists of Germany, Austria, and Netherlands. His father was a wealthy mayor named Jacob Canis, and whose last name in Latin means dog. St. Peter's mother died shortly after his birth, and his father wanted him to marry, but young Peter very much wanted to become a priest. So he joined a new order of the Jesuits, founded recently by St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he was ordained in the year 1546. St. Peter went to work to Germany, and his main mission was to undone the great harm which some rebellious priests had done in that country in an historical event called the Reformation. The Reformation was started by some angry Christians who were very impatient of seeing bad things purged away from the church, and decided that church was evil and the Catholic Church taught wrong doctrines. And to this anti-church movement, so to speak, St. Peter Canisius fought against very hard and with the fervent spirit of a Christian. His main job in Germany was to administer the sacraments to those faithful Catholics there and to do preaching and teaching in the citizens about the Catholic faith and what was true faith of the Church and what was wrong. Of course, in this mission of St. Peter, he faced fierce opposition. The King of Germany had a son who had appointed to the office of court preacher a one named Johann Sebastian Fauser, who was a married priest who preached the wrong doctrine of the Reformation. This court preacher tried very much to make the whole imperial court to abandon the true faith of the Catholic Church and embrace the wrong doctrine. Saint Peter himself warned the imperial family and opposed this false preacher in public confrontations. Finally, the imperial family saw the corruptness of the Reformed doctrine and fired Fauser, the court preacher. And because of this, Fauser, for the rest of his life, never forgave St. Peter, but bore grudge for the rest of his life, and his feelings were shared by other reformators as well. St. Peter Canisius now truly felt the persecutions starting towards him personally. As he wrote once to St. Ignatius, "At Prague, I was greeted at the high altar with a huge stone which was flung through the window." St. Peter was truly showered with insults and ridicule from all sides, including this reminder by the reformers, who said, "Canisius, by the way, gets his name from a dog." The Jesuits as a whole shared the same fate of ridicule, being branded once as pestiferous swarm of vermin. But in spite of all this opposition, in spite of all this persecution and ridicule, St. Peter Canisius was never embittered. He said once, "The more our opponents calumniate us, the more we must love them. He requested all Catholic teachers and authors and defenders of Catholic doctrine to always promote the truth with modesty and dignity, without scoffing or ridicule. He wrote, "I am certain that it is a wise precaution on our side not to carry on disputations with those who hold erroneous beliefs, but love constrains us to come to the assistance of the weak brethren. It is for this reason that we should give an account of our faith, not for the sake of attacking and snapping back at our accusers, but in order to set forth the correctness of our teaching. Otherwise, as generally happens, many might think that which is imputed to us has a foundation of truth." And St. Peter Canisius truly was the great opponent of the false doctrine, not that he ridiculed the poor souls who had embraced them, but very firmly preaching the true faith, the true doctrine, and telling people what they have to do to save their souls. Against all the evil influences of his world, he proposed the same means which the Church has used during her whole existence: lively faith, prayers, and acts of penance. He considered also an extremely important part of his work to promote schools, and which should not only be centers of activity for the Jesuit order, but should serve at the same time as public places of education with free instruction, both for the training of priests and the education of children. And in this mission, he had great success. On All Saints' Day in 1561, he wrote, "Today we have been greatly encouraged by seeing the people, contrary to their custom, flock in great numbers to the Holy Communion. The Word of God grows here in patience. At the same time, calumnies are circulated against the Society of Jesus. May we only prove worthy of this honor." Dear children, and in the midst of these troubles and persecutions which often many Christians face, we can see how truly a saintly character and a true saint, St. Peter Canisius, faced all the difficulties of his own time. The main trait of his character was love for Christ and for his work. St. Peter devoted his whole life to defend, propagate, and strengthen the Catholic Church. And children, when you study well your faith, when you learn to love your faith, and when you love Jesus by receiving Holy Communion very often and going to Mass whenever you have a good chance for that, you also show and pour forth the love which God has given to you. You certainly want to give love back where you got that. You want to show God that you are courageous and brave defender of His holy faith. And since today we celebrate one of those great defenders of the Catholic Church, it is also very true what is said in today's epistle: "His name shall be in request from generation to generation." Children, when you join those fearless defenders of the holy faith, you also will be remembered as one of the true defenders of faith and as one of God's children. If you will not be remembered in this world by many people of this world, you will certainly be remembered among the God's saints, who wait for you to arrival and welcome there into their midst, when you also are given your part and your portion of inheritance in the heavenly world, together with Holy Mary and God the Father, and where your name also will be defended and will be remembered from eternity to eternity. Saint Peter Canisius, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.